than just enough. Just enough for the city.
Living for the city. Stevie Wonder, 920 at KSRO, and he's living for the city at the annual conference of California cities. He's in Long Beach, Santa Rosa Vice Mayor Chris Rogers. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Pat. Good morning.
How is it in beautiful Long Beach?
Well, today it's a little bit overcast, but overall, I think it's going to be a good couple of days.
The League of Cities meeting, what do our California cities try to accomplish?
Yeah, about once a year, all of the cities that are a part of the League of Cities will get together and talk about what are the biggest issues that we're facing, what lessons can we learn from one another, and oftentimes, what did Sacramento just do to cities that we have to be prepared
during
for?
During the legislature, yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense. Well, we pretty much know what your one and two issues are representing Santa Rosa.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Pat. And then also, I serve on the statewide Environmental Quality Board, where we also, in addition to the issues that we're facing as a city, talk about environmental policies and how we at the local level can move forward to try to prevent climate change.
Oh, is that all? Well, that should be able to be accomplished in the next 48 hours for sure. Of course, naturally, the global summit going on in San Francisco during these days, too. And I would imagine, Chris, that you would find a lot of camaraderie in many other California cities who have faced what we have faced in terms of the wildfires.
It's definitely been a unfortunate growing caucus of cities who have been affected by fire. And everybody's lessons that they're learning are a little bit different, but they all sort of converge on a couple of key points, including better vegetation management, access to funding for rebuild, insurance issues, and then obviously liability issues as well.
Yes, liability issues, and hence the district elections coming soon to Santa Rosa near you. And what are the other issues on tap during the League of Cities meeting?
We'll be talking a lot about what local cities can do to be a part of addressing climate change. As you sort of indicated, we're not going to solve it in 48 hours, not even 48 days. But we all know that at the local level is where we're actually able to implement policies that are going to have an effect, whether it's having better access to public transit, whether it is even better fire management, which releases an incredible amount of greenhouse gases into the air each year as well. So it should be a pretty stimulating conversation, Pat, and we'll be here up until Friday morning.
All right. Very good. And there's just so much going on. And I'm really interested to hear you talk about, Chris, the information that you've been able to garner. I know you've been spending time in San Diego, and there is, I know, a lot to be learned with their, you know, experience with San Diego Gas and Electric. What have you found out so far?
Yeah, it's been a pretty eye-opening experience, Pat. We took a trip down, myself, the mayor, Councilmember Sweathelm, and then our police and our fire chief, and some other city staff as well, to look and see what San Diego Gas and Electric did after they had two ginormous fires themselves, and what safety measures did they put in place. And San Diego Gas and Electric's motto is now, no fire started on our equipment. And so they will de-energize if they need to in certain areas.
Yeah.
But we'll be seeing some of that up our way.
Yes.
But really what was the most impressive to me is they have, across the county of San Diego, 177 weather stations. And those stations, they take into account humidity and the way and the intensity of the wind. And they send back information to an algorithm, and they run 10 million simulations a day of if a fire broke out at any place in San Diego County,
wow,
how would the fire move? And how do they pre-position fire personnel and how do they cut it off and stop it from really reaching intense levels if they can. It was pretty eye-opening, Pat.
I would think so. That is an amazing ability to get to all of those answers in a fairly quick way. So this is obviously there in San Diego. There are more than cameras in certain spots there.
Yes, their telemetry system is pretty advanced, and I will say PG&E is in the process of putting in about 200 systems of their own throughout their territory, but their territory is also much bigger than San Diego's.
Yep.
And hopefully they have a similar system in terms of being able to predict and assist in the event of a fire.
But as a template, the San Diego plan, I would think, is pretty good. And we could instigate something akin to it, yes?
Yeah, it is the gold standard across the world for a system of this type. What will need to be developed for us is a way to put all the information together and to map it. So San Diego Gas and Electric actually had PhD students who developed what the model looks like with the Santa Ana winds.
It's a great idea.
Down their way.
Yeah.
And so we obviously have different wind systems. We have different topography. So we'll have to work to figure out how to replicate that. But when we talk with our legislative partners, and I've suggested to many of them that they take the same trip we did, it actually would be really helpful for the state to invest in those types of systems throughout California, not just in the North Bay.
I think this is so, the experience that you're talking about is so indicative of, how life has changed for not only our local leaders, but a lot of business people, certainly residents, as we try to look around and see who has learned something that is relevant to our circumstance. And to me, this is exciting. It must be for you, too.
I think as we come up on the one-year anniversary, the question that everybody's going to ask is, one, how are we doing? And two, what are we doing different?
Yeah.
And I think with the alert, the emergency alert test that was happening on Monday and will be happening again today, I think you're starting to see that months of rebuild and preparation are starting to come into focus on where we're going and how we're going to get there over the next couple of years.
It is, it's growing pains, of course, on some level, but it's also a lot of learning is going on all over the place. And now to try to just figure out what piece goes where and how we turn it into a complete picture for our future. That's the ticket. That's the challenge. Well, Chris, I'm so happy that you called to talk to us about all this. It's so relevant to everybody who lives here, and I appreciate it. Have a good time. Get on a surfboard, will you?
I don't think I'm going to make it out there this trip, Pat, but the next one for sure.
All right. Very good. That is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers talking to us from Long Beach, where he's attending the League of Cities meeting. And speaking of the alerts systems and the testing, which Chris did, it is happening again today in selected areas. Wireless emergency alerts targeted to Healdsburg, Guerneville, Pengrove, Roseland, Glen Ellen, and Kenwood today between 10 a.m. and noon, and it will be similar to an Amber Alert on your wireless device in those areas today. And then there's a very short survey that's attached to that alert, because we want to find out, did you get it? How did you get it? What time did you get it? Things like that are all parts of the learning experience when it comes to improving our alert system. So that's happening between 10 and noon, and then at noon, local radio and television stations will also do the emergency broadcast, the emergency alert broadcast, which you've heard the aggravating and annoying tones probably for most of your life on radio and TV. You're going to hear it again today, right around noon. And that is an effort to be able to use that system, to use all of the systems and get them up to speed. Not going to be perfect this time around. That's why our input is very, very important as we strive to get to the best possible place when it comes to warning us of a natural or unnatural disaster.